Welcome back to your Half Hour to Health with Dr. Mark DiBenedetto. And for those of you who haven't tuned into our show before, let me give you a little bit of background about myself. I graduated from Edison High School in 1981. I wrestled in high school. I was a district champion and still hold the school record for the fastest pin, which was 8 seconds. I went on to Rutgers University, where I continued to wrestle there. I graduated in 1985. I went on to Palmer College of Chiropractic in Davenport, Iowa. Now, for those within the chiropractic community, Palmer College is considered kind of the Harvard of chiropractic. And when I graduated there in 1991, I graduated with cum laude honors and on the president's list. But I always say I came home from Palmer with something more impressive. That's where I met my wife, Dr. Tammy. And she is also a chiropractor, and we are the owners of Mifflintown Family Chiropractic. And I'd like to just take time to thank everyone who's been sending me cards and continual emails, and I would encourage you to send me emails with questions. I'd be glad to answer them on the air, or I can email you back any response that I can that'll help you out. My goal is to make you a more educated and healthful person. And if you've missed any of our previous shows, know now you can actually go on our website and they're located there. So let me give you the site. It's www.mifflintownchiro.com. That's C-H-I-R-O.com. And when you go there, you click on Wellness Library. And when that clicks, there's going to be 5 choices, and the first one's going to say Dr. Mark's Radio Show. And once you hit that, you'll be able to listen to any of the archive shows, ones that we've previously done. And after today, this one will probably be on the website in about 2 weeks. You can also sign up for our free email newsletter through our website. Again, just go on MifflintownChiro.com, and this time you click on newsletter, and you can just hit subscribe and follow the process, and you'll be right in. And you'll get helpful hints every month on how to make your life and your family's life a healthier place. I also have a special offer at the end of the show, and I want to give that to you as a gift just for listening. So if you do follow what I'm going to go over, if you listen to what I will tell you, it can change your life. Last week, we covered the 4 essentials to health. We went over food, water, oxygen, and nerve supply. And we went through them in order so you can understand how important each and every one of those was. And when you think of them and you break them down, you realize you can live with all of them longer than one nerve supply. And you control all of them yourself other than nerve supply. So for that, you should be seeing your chiropractor. And I always encourage you to, if you don't have one, contact our office. And if you do see a chiropractor, make sure you see them regularly. Today, we will focus on diet. And you know, when you look at the word diet, I mean, it's just this big, barbaric, hideous word. But if you spell out even just the first 3 letters, it's D-I-E. And nobody wants to die. And that's how you feel sometimes when you're dieting. So we're going to break it out, and you're going to understand how you need to be healthy, how to lose weight within the next 30 minutes. But before I do, let me tell you a story. And I want to tell you a story about a polar bear. And this is truly one of my favorite stories that I've heard. But think of a polar bear. Now, these animals are considered one of the strongest animals pound for pound on the planet. Most people feel they could literally take down any other animal that's on ground. They weigh hundreds of pounds, teeth, claws, but yet if you put a collar around their neck, maybe a steel collar, and you attached it to a chain, and we're going to say about a 15-foot chain, and then you connect at the end of that chain into a steel post that there's no way that polar bear could rip out. And you gave him food and you gave him water, but basically he could only go 15 feet in every direction. What do you think would happen to that polar bear? Would he live a long, healthy life, like as if he was in the wild? Well, of course not. You know, everyone knows that animals in captivity don't live as long or they're not as healthy as animals that are in captivity or animals that are in their own environment. But more importantly, what would happen to this polar bear 10 years later if all he could do was go 15 feet in every direction? Yeah, his muscles would atrophy, he'd become weak. But more importantly, psychologically, he would think that's basically his area. He would think he's not capable of getting beyond that. So if you were to take the stake out of the ground and basically take the chain off his neck and had him move around, he probably wouldn't go beyond that 15 feet in any direction. See, it created such a pattern in his life. And that's how many of you live your lives. You live inside a little box. And I'm asking you today to take the collar off. Step outside the box. Remember, the fruit is on the outer edges of the plant. Sometimes it's a little scary out there, I know. But you've got to get there to really live a full life. Remember this. The past does not equal the future. You can do this, and I'm going to be with you every step of the way. So let's talk about diet. And the first thing I'm going to ask you to do is forget everything you think you know about diet or dieting. Forget sugars and carbs and proteins and cholesterol. Patients come in and they're so confused, and they talk about how it seems like the rules keep changing. But the rules that I'm going to give you will be there for life. And when it comes down to losing weight, for example, it's a simple math equation. And I know we like to make it more complicated than that, but just think about this. If you're consuming more than you're burning, you will gain weight. And if you're burning more than you're consuming, you will lose weight. It's literally that simple. So what we need to learn to do is control those two things, what we consume and what we burn. I literally have patients who come in and they're overweight and they're frustrated and they're tired and they say, "Doc, all I eat are salads." And the only thing I can think to myself is, well, what are we putting on those salads? Because it can't happen that way unless they have an underlying issue, which is possible, like a thyroid. But most people, that is not the case. So let's go a little bit deeper into diet. Let's talk about a yo-yo diet, because this is the way the vast majority of diets work in the United States, or even just the average person tries to tackle losing weight. And we're going to use the example about somebody consuming 3,000 calories a day, which is a fair amount of calories, I might say. Now, if you take a person who's going to go on a big diet and they are normally consuming 3,000 calories and they say, you know what, I'm only going to eat 1,500 calories a day. And literally they're eating salads and diet soups, which are horrible for you. And, you know, a lot of things to just restrict their caloric intake. Do you know what? In the first month, they're going to lose a ton of weight. And the reason they're going to lose a ton of weight is because their set point, their body's metabolism, is at 3,000 calories. In other words, that's what it's used to burning, that rate, and they're only consuming 1,500. But what they notice is by month two, and let's go back a second, month one, maybe they lost, let's say, 15 pounds. It was a great, great month. The second month, though, maybe they only lose 7 or 10 pounds. You got to remember, they're still only consuming 1,500 calories. Why did it even slow down? And then they hit about month three. And it's almost like hitting a wall. They only lost maybe 1 pound, 2 at the most. So they get very frustrated. Now, you could say, well, that was a successful diet. Maybe in all, they lost anywhere from 25 to 30 pounds in those 3 months. But you know what? They say, you know what? I'm tired of eating rabbit food and I only lost a pound this month, so I just want to maintain my weight now. So what they start to do is eat 2,000 calories. Now, when they eat 2,000 calories, what's going to happen if they were only losing a pound or none at all at 1,500? You're right. They're going to start to gain weight. Now they get really frustrated because basically they feel like they're eating rabbit food and they're gaining weight. How can that be? So now they get pissed, right? So they say, forget this. I've lost the weight. I'm just going to go back to eating the way I was. And when they get to 3,000 calorie intake again, now they gain more than they lost. Now, why is that? Well, we talked a little bit about the set point. Your set point was at 3,000 calories when you started, right? Well, if you're only eating 1,500, your set point will gradually go down to 2,000, to 1,800, to 1,500 calories, to the point where now your set point or your metabolism is at the amount or matching the 1,500 calories that you're eating. So now if your set point's at 1,500 and you're consuming 2,000, that's right. It's above what you're burning, so you're going to gain weight. And then by the time you finally get back to that 3,000 calories, you've gained more than you've lost. I hope I didn't lose you in that example, but I really wanted you to understand why diets don't work over the long haul. What's interesting is most diets will work over the short term. The key or the question you should be asking me is, well, how do you stop the set point from dropping? And here it is, exercise. It is what we know that will stop that set point of your body's metabolism from dropping like a stone. And this way you'll maintain that weight loss till you reach that healthy weight that you want to achieve. So know this, before we get into more dieting, you will not keep the weight off if you do not exercise. I'm going to repeat that. You will not keep the weight off if you do not exercise. That I need to make clear. What we must do for you is have you understand that you need to change your lifestyle. And that's what we're going to be going over for the rest of the talk. So let me go over my four keys to better health. So these are Dr. Mark's four keys. Number one, if God made it, eat it. If man made it, stay away. And what do I mean by if man made it? We're talking about processed foods, fake sweeteners. You know, when you go to a grocery store, it shouldn't take you long to shop because you should spend your time on the outside of the store because that's where all the good stuff is. It's on those inner aisles that you have all those processed foods. So go with a list, stay focused, and stay out of the inner aisles. Number two, go no to little red meat. Now, understand, I love red meat. I love ribs. I don't want you to think that I tell you these things and I don't live by the same rules. But this is the way it is. Red meat will lead to colon cancer. We know there's a direct correlation. If you have a diet high in red meat, your chances go up. I have a family history of colon cancer. My dad's had it and uncles and grandparents, so I'm very careful. I only eat red meat about twice a month. But everyone should really follow that rule because we know that it's very hard to digest. It sits in the bowel long. And that's why when you eat red meat, you're usually very tired afterwards because all the energy in your body is going around to breaking down the red meat. The other thing that makes it worse is we usually have red meat with a starch. Now, when you put red meat and a starch together, we're talking about potatoes, French fries, or baked potato, it balances out the acids in your stomach and makes it even worse. So I would say this, if you're going to have red meat, make sure on those days that you don't have a starch with it. Number three, go no to little dairy. I personally use soy milk. There are other alternatives as well. But you have to go back to basics. We are the only animal on the planet that drinks another animal's milk. If that's the first time you heard that, you haven't read enough books. That is one of the strongest things that we see now is that there's a high correlation with dairy and other problems. I just had a little baby in my office just this week, and they were colicky. Once we got him onto a soy-based product, they no longer had colic. They've actually done studies and say that close to 50% of the population is lactose intolerant. What does that mean? That means that we're allergic to it. Well, if it was so good for us, why are all of us allergic to it? I don't know. But if you're going to drink dairy, if you're just a staunch milk guy, I understand. And what I would ask you to do is buy organic so it doesn't have all the hormones and things mixed in, growth hormones and steroids, and drink skim for less fat. Number four, go water. And we really hit this hard, I think, on our last half hour to health. But, you know, we are made, our bodies are made of 70% water. If you truly want to purify and cleanse your body, you need to be drinking that much water per day, which is about 6 to 8 glasses. But if I can encourage you to just get rid of one bad habit, it would be get rid of soda in your diets. It's the worst thing that I'm aware of to drink. We know that it can lead to osteoporosis, basically demineralization of your bones. We know that it causes tooth decay. We know it can lead to diabetes now. So why do we still consume so much? I'm really not sure. You know, I gave you some tough things there, some tough keys that people won't like, but I think you're all going to like me now, because one question I love to answer of my patients is, well, how often should I eat? Well, and I have to tell you that eating 2 or 3 meals a day, that went out with the hula hoop. What I want you to do is eat all day long, okay? I want you to go into a mode of what's called grazing. And what that does is the body will not store fat because it trusts it will get fed again. See, if you just eat like one meal and you're trying to diet, over time, like your set point dropping, your body's pretty smart and it goes into a mode that it wants to store whatever you put in it because it doesn't know when its next meal's coming. But when you're grazing, it burns it very quickly because it knows it's going to be fed again real soon. Then you need to understand portion control, because what goes in your body and how much is just as important. So if you just eat all day and it's all the bad stuff, of course, that's not going to be good for you. So let's just start with dinner. Each dinner, I want you to just start with a salad. And don't be boring with it. Don't just put iceberg lettuce. That's one of the worst lettuces out there. Get some good spinach lettuce. Throw, you know, corn in there, tomatoes, peppers, things that are good for you. Broccoli, cauliflower. You know, make it exciting. Throw some nuts in there. Watch your dressings. You know, most just pour it on there. I want you to measure out how much dressing and choose a low-fat dressing. And if you can, stick with vinegar, and even a light olive oil is even better. For the main meal, watch your portion size. So here's the easiest way to do it. You're at a restaurant or even at home. You don't have to get scales and measure. I want you to just look at the palm of your hand right now. Imagine if your fingers were cut off, and that's about the size meat I want you to eat. So whether it's a chicken or a turkey breast or fish, you can have pork, you can have beef, but try to limit those and stick to the other ones more. Increase the vegetables, but watch the carbs. What do I mean by that? Well, you know what? I love all vegetables. I really do. You know, some of our main courses, eggplant, you know, is what we'll have at our house. We love zucchini. But watch this. Certain vegetables like peas, corn, carrots, green beans, they have a higher carbohydrate ratio. So, you know, although they're good for you, if you're trying to lose weight, you might want to tone down on those, but yet increase your veggies with broccoli, cauliflower, spinach. Those are better choices. How you prepare them is so important. Steaming is a better way to go. It keeps the nutrients rather than boiling. And how you buy them, don't buy them in cans. It kills the vitamins and the minerals in them, and they put so much sodium to preserve. Try to buy them fresh first, frozen second. When you're choosing bread, I want you to choose wheat bread over white bread. If you're choosing a potato, sweet potato is better than a baked potato. Try to fry nothing. Use natural sweeteners, lemon, honey. Great choices. When I have oatmeal in the morning, I love a natural honey on there. If I have a tea, honey. When I drink water, I put lemon in that for flavor. Those are great choices, guys, rather than sugars and other sweeteners. Eat all fruits and vegetables before noon and before meals. So it's not that you can't have some in the afternoon, but a better choice is eating it before noon. Now, why is it better to eat fruits before meals? Let's go through that first, because if you eat it after, fruits have a high tendency to ferment, basically like rotting in your stomach. And so we want to get them in first so we can take all the good at them. And the last thing you want is stuff rotting in your stomach. Snack on fruits, power shakes, nuts, and nuts like walnuts, almonds. They're wonderful for you. Know this, the scale is your friend. You know, and that may be in contrast to what you heard before, but this is what I like to know. Weigh yourself every day and never be more than 5 pounds away from your target weight. You know, there's nothing more frustrating than somebody who's just not weighed themselves for 3 months or longer, and they get on the scale and they've gained 10 pounds, 15 pounds. Makes it much harder to lose. I'd rather know if I'm a pound or two away from where I should be. That's a lot easier, because then you just have to adjust what? Yeah, what you're consuming, what you're burning, reset a little bit, and you're right back to where you should be. Know this, that will also change through your lifetime. You know, when you turn about 40 years of age, if you eat and exercise the same as you were, you can gain up to 2 pounds per year. I know that's not fair, but it is the way it is. Our metabolism tends to slow down. So what do we need to do there? We need to reset what we're doing. Again, maybe consuming a little less, exercising a little more. The problem is the average person tends to exercise less and eat more as they get older. And we need to do just the opposite. Know that sodium is sneaky. It's everywhere. Canned foods, sports drinks. And what really upsets me is when I see all these ads and people are buying these prepackaged diet foods. You know, just because it helps you get skinny doesn't mean you're healthier. They're loaded with, again, sodium and, you know, processed. That stuff just damages the body. So I don't care if you lose weight eating that. It is not a good idea. But know that sodium is sneaky. If you look at a can of soup, oh my goodness, it is incredible how much sodium, literally 1,600 milligrams can be in there. So you're saying, well, gosh, what do you eat, Doc? Well, I gave you a list of kind of parameters. Let me just tell you my average day today, what I actually ate today, I'm going to read to you. So I started this morning first I exercise in the morning. Actually, my son exercised with me this morning, and we literally did an hour workout together, and it was awesome. That was from 5 to 6 in the morning. I know that may sound crazy to some of you. We'll address that on another talk. But then I made a protein shake for the two of us, and I used soy milk. I threw in a banana, some crushed ice, and, of course, a scoop of whey protein. Blended together, and it was awesome. And we then took our supplements. From there, we needed to snack. So in between breakfast and lunch, you can have whatever you like. Today, I had a handful of a great trail mix that my wife, Dr. Tammy, makes. She's got almonds in there and walnuts, and she even puts a little bit of chocolate in there, those little chocolate kisses. If you're doing that, it should be a dark chocolate. It's better for you. And again, just a few of those, but you're going to add some raisins. You can put some cranberries. Really tastes delicious. And that's just for energy. You got to watch your portion control there. You don't want to get an abundance of calories by just, you know, filling a whole bag and eating it. Then you come to lunch. Today I had tuna on wheat bread with lettuce. I then had a little bag of carrots. Now, I eat carrots. I try to think of those like my potato chips. So instead of eating chips or Fritos, you kind of munch on those carrots as you're eating your sandwich. And I had cinnamon applesauce and a banana. And I drank water. And other than the morning, I drink pretty much water all day. Then between lunch and dinner, same thing. You can snack. And again, you can have some fruit. You can have a power shake. You can have different type of nuts, but something that your body knows it's going to continually get some good food. And then when it comes time for dinner, we had salmon, and on the side, we had wild rice and we had asparagus. It was a great meal, and we did start that off with a salad, as I suggested. It was a wonderful dinner, and again, I drank water with lemon. At the end of the day, watch a movie with the kids with some popcorn, and the popcorn should be air popcorn. Try to use no butter, no salt on that. And, you know, that's how I live my life. And you know, it is not that hard. The choices you can make, whether you go to restaurants or anywhere, it's very simple. But, you know, when I go through all this diet information, what concerns me the most is knowing that, you know, you can't have optimal health without an optimal functioning spine and nervous system. Your nervous system runs everything in your body, including your digestion. So even if you're taking in good foods, if your nervous system isn't working right, you can end up with issues where you're not losing weight, or you end up with irritable bowel syndrome, or other things like that. So the first step to lifestyle change should be seeing a chiropractor and seeing one on a regular basis. You need to unleash the power in your body that's trapped, just like that poor polar bear chained to that post. So, as I promised, I have a special offer for all of you who took the time to listen to me today. And what I did with myself and Dr. Tammy is we opened 5 new patient appointments in our office. So if you are one of the first 5 callers today, you will receive a comprehensive chiropractic examination, any necessary x-rays, a thermography scan, a range of motion study, and a posture evaluation for just $27. That would normally cost you approximately $160 in our office. So you need to call today. The phone number is 436-9017. 436-9017. 436-9017. This might just be the most important checkup you have ever had. And I want you to remember, what you are capable of is unlimited, but what you are willing to do, however, determines your destiny. So until next time, live with passion, and we will see you in 2 weeks for your next Half Hour to Health.